Okay, folks, apologies for the delay there. It was an IT issue. Hopefully that's resolved. First of all, I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting, and hopefully you can all hear me. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may temporarily be excluded for discussion of an in-committee item. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to do so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for the second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where councillors considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to a microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item either in the chamber or via Teams that you use the chat to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for comment. P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so we are aware that any active decisions and does not indicate connectivity proceedings. Okay, and start. Apologies for the slight delay. Any apologies? Okay, any declarations of interest? David?
Yes, Chair.
David, you're on speaker there, sorry, or you're on mute?
Oh, can you hear me? Yes, no. Hello? Okay.
I know item 10 there, but I'm not able to hear anything from anybody else.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, David.
Can everybody hear David if he's speaking? Okay, you can hear him. Right. But nobody else can. We can't hear them. Sorry, folks, just hold on a second there. That's the one talking. David, could you try speak there?
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Okay, we're on a roll there now. Right, okay. So, David, sorry. So, item 10 then. You're that way. Okay, so hopefully that is it now. Okay. Item 3, action sheet arising from... Chair, David, sorry, can you verbally record your declaration of interest?
Yes, declaration of interest, item 10, I own a cafe.
Thank you very much. And this is for proposal action sheet arising from Active Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 15th of August 2022. Any issues or any concerns? Okay, I need a proposer and a seconder.
Happy to propose, Chair.
Happy to second, Chair.
Folks, if you don't mind just sticking the names on, as I say, but I'm happy enough to take yourselves there.
There are two names already in the group chat there, if you happen to notice them.
Yep, there is indeed. There is yourself, Charlie, and there's Karen McKevitt. I'll take them then. Okay. We now have the community engagement from Janine Hillen. Janine, you want to go ahead?
Item four, apologies. Yes, Chair, members, it's our monthly DEA report and we're looking for approval for six out of the seven forum action sheets, Downpatrick, Newry, Rowallan, Crotley, Sleep Gullion and Mourns. Thank you.
Okay, question there from Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair, it's just a matter of clarity. When is reviewing all of the DAs, because I care about all the DAs, obviously. I just noted that there's some DAs that we're talking about public meetings again. Is it now the Council's guidance that we can start to resume open public meetings where people gather? I take it there's no restrictions around that.
Sorry, the Chair, I'm not aware of them. Michael, you're...
The Council hasn't made a formal decision on resuming those. I think it's something that does need consideration, and I'll discuss it with the Chief Executive and see if we can get that resolved maybe at the Council meeting.
Okay, so that is proposed by Alan Lewis and seconded by Councillor McAvoy. Item five.
Yes, Chair, members, again, another monthly report, our Community Coordination Hub meeting, so we're looking approval to proceed with the actions contained within the appendix. Thank
okay.
you, Chair.
Proposer and seconder, please.
Proposed, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. And item six, that's proposed by Declan McAteer and David Lee Surgeoner. Apologies, David. And we are on to item six, report of financial assistance.
Yes, Chair, that report's for noting, but I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, question from Councillor Brennan.
Thank you, Chair. This is one of my initial contributions to Council business, and I hope that I follow the protocol properly. It's just regarding item six. I've been contacted by several groups who have been successful up to stage two, but they've been informed that there's not any finances available in this rollout. And my question is, if there's any underspend on any other themes, is there a possibility that that could be transferred to those who have been successful under stage two? Thank you very much.
Through the Chair, yes, we're always reviewing the financial assistance budgets and we come up against this every year where the number of successful groups continue to rise but our budget stays the same. So we have a previous action from this committee to review the capital budget in line with the capital applications were successful, and we would do that with revenue also, which are the funds you're referring to. So always an ongoing review in terms of budgets. Thank you.
Yeah, Chair, there's obviously no guarantee that there will be underspends in other areas, but we do that constantly. So, yeah, that's the process.
Okay. Councillor Wren, thank you. Councillor Sharvin?
Yeah, Chair, I probably should have asked it under the action sheets in relation to the defibrillators. At the last committee meeting, I had asked that all success applications would receive the funding because of the importance of the defibrillator within the communities. I see that in the action sheet it states that budgets are ongoing and being reviewed, but I could make a comment that there's an item later on that we're going to be asked to add more money to that's overspent, so surely we can find, I think it was about 33,000 that we needed to find to save a life. So, and the second part of my question is in relation to the minor capital and capital items. Is there a reason why that is delayed? Is that just due to the volume of applications?
Okay, Owen, you want to take it?
Thanks, Chair. In relation to the defibrillators, we'll be bringing a report to next month's committee when we've identified where we can get the additional money. You say it's around £30,000, but we'll have a report for next month's AHC.
Okay, that's good news, and I'll wait there.
Okay, Councillor McKevitt. He's still talking?
Second part, which is
apologies, Councillor Shorten.
Yes. Chair, in terms of the community minor capital, those applications, we were advised by our legal section to look for additional information because of the level of capital going out. And it's just a technical thing. It's nothing to worry about. We're back out to groups for that, but it will delay the report to committee by a couple of weeks. So no major alarm.
Okay, Karen, Councillor McKevitt, I can bring you in now.
Thanks, Councillor Gallagher. Just a number of groups have contacted me very disappointed that they didn't make the cut for the Halloween festivals monies. And I was just wondering, have officers any advice as to why community groups or associations that were successful for several years in the past didn't make the cut this year? And what advice would you give the community groups on going forward? Thank you.
Yes, through the chair, we've had a number of comments back from councillors who have been in touch with disappointed groups. We have no rationale in terms of why some groups would be successful one year and not the next, and sometimes applications can fall down on technical matters and minor matters. So our advice is always the same. Please, please encourage your groups to go back, appeal the decision and speak to the programmes unit staff. You do not want to be in a scenario where you're repeating the same mistake next year, because we do appreciate the effort that goes in from volunteers and the applications. They're not completed within an hour, we appreciate.
I think, Chair, also the issue with some groups, and this may or may not be the case, but quite often, from year to year, the person who actually fills in the form has changed or is different, and sometimes that can explain it as well. But other times, it's just easy to miss something. But DEA coordinators are there to help. The programs unit staff are there to assist as well when people are filling out the forms. And I would certainly, if you are advising the group, advise them to talk to the programmes unit as regularly as possible, and especially when they're filling out the forms, to get advice from the DEA coordinator.
Okay, Councillor McKevitt, are you happy enough for that?
Yep, thank you.
Okay, I have Councillor Lewis and Councillor Garth-Sharvin proposing the note. Okay, going on to...
I had a question there.
It's a question.
Yeah.
Second, sorry, I have a wee floaty thing and I couldn't see it so far. Just apologies.
No problem. It's a bit like Annie. It'd be interesting to know, because I mean, I'm not totally sure about those Manchester ones that were refused that get them every year. But it may be that the process you're referring to, the appeal process, is simply, as we've all known over the years, that simply rehearses the fact that procedure was followed correctly. But it'd be interesting to go back possibly and have a look. I'm told that they are exact copy and paste from the year before. Megan may be right. They may be a slight subtle change here and there. But it'd be interesting just to, if you don't mind, a couple of those ones that Karen referred to there. The Kiboney ones, for example. Not too sure at all. But anyway, to have a look just to see were they exact same. You know, in case there's some error. Is that okay?
We will do
Yeah.
Chair, on the back of concerns, then we'll carry out a bit of a review and spot check some applications for accuracy. But again, please ask your groups to go back for feedback. The programmes unit staff are there to help. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nick. Okay. No problem. Okay. Happy enough then, we'll move on to point 7. That is piece update report.
Yes, Chair. Members, just an update report for noting. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Item 7. Okay, just need a proposer and seconder just for noting.
So proposed, Chair, Dermot Kern.
Okay. Never mind, Dermot, to use that. Leanne, thank you very much. Oh, well, in fact, Leanne and Declan. Sorry. Is he not on committee?
No.
Dermot spoke. It was Dermot that spoke and then Leanne seconded.
Yes, seconded.
Chair, we're told to use the message chat if you're proposing and seconding instead of shouting from the floor. That's what the message chat.
Yep, exactly.
Is for.
Charlie Casey, I agree with you. Thank you.
Nobody shouted from the floor, was it?
It was Dermot, but I think there's a wee bit of credit.
Okay, moving on to item 8.
All your colleagues, Declan.
Sorry?
But it's not in the floor.
Moving on. Item 8, please.
Yes, Chair, members. Another report for updates. It's our Ukrainian Assistance Centre set up in Newry, and happy to take any questions.
Okay. Councillor Lee Sargner, question and your proposal. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. First off, I want to say thank you for the excellent work done at DA and peace program level in terms of running the events for the Ukrainian assistance. My question is, the Newry Centre was moved from weekly to fortnightly without any consultation or notice given to hosts or guests. Can I ask that Council ensures that any changes made to the timings in future are done after notice is given? Thanks.
Sure. If I can come back, the Executive Office determined across the four councils that are participants in the scheme the frequency and the time scales that the clinic operates or the assistance centre operates based on numbers and projected figures of refugees. So it is a decision outside of our control, but absolutely take the point and we'll make sure comms are out if there are any changes in the future.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Lewis, question.
Thank you, Chair. In the meeting in June, I had proposed that the council write to the executive office about the £350 payments that was given to that was supposed to be given to host the families who were hosting Ukrainian refugees. It was just to see had we got a response back yet.
Through the chair, not that I'm aware of, Councillor Lewis, but again, I'll check it up. And maybe if you're content, we'll follow up with another letter. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. A question from Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair, and Janine sort of half answered it in the first response. In concerning it being Newry, you know, the executive office obviously decide that, but you know, there is a family of 5 of Ukrainians now go be moving into Kilkenny, and there is more, you know, being spread across the district where Newry is not the most convenient. Obviously, you know, you can direct them to citizens' advice or anything like that, but can we ask the executive office if there's an opportunity to rotate the location in our second letter to them?
The good news is we've already met with Department of Finance in Downpatrick. Paul kindly showed us around the Ballymote Centre to look at opportunities to extend even a clinic, a drop-in assistance centre on reduced hours. It still is a future plan. It hasn't been approved, but we're very mindful of the size of the district geographically and how infrastructure may be different at different sizes of the district, so we're looking into that.
Chair, just on the back of that, councillors will be aware, I think I mentioned it at previous meetings, at a full council meeting even, we offered the Ballymote Centre right at the start. And we did suggest right from the start that we would like to have seen one in Downpatrick for the families that were moving in on this side of the district, because there have been families on this side of the district for quite some time. But it is their decision at the end of the day. And the meeting in Ballymote with the department happened about a month ago, I think. So we have been working on it.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, slight technical thing. My screen.
Still is yours. We've lost this here.
I'm going to try to. What do I need to?
I'm not sure.
Is the Downser still on? Still on. You've lost the screen somewhere. Just
yeah. Just
get out of the chat. You're in the chat. That's
okay. So what do we need?
No. Go to.
He's in chat.
Go to your calendar.
And here.
Should be there.
So I go ahead.
He's still joined. I think
still joined. It's just disappeared.
If you minimise that screen, it should be there. Are we down to the wee Teams icon?
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
All right.
Okay, Gremlins. Phew. Okay, I just need. I've got David. You have Councillor Lee Sargent has proposed. I just need a seconder for the item 8, please. Thank you very much, Councillor Somerville. Okay, moving on to health and wellbeing. Item 9, Owen Beavis, yourself.
Thank you, Chair. DEIR are consulting us on proposed management measures on the use of fast craft and personal watercraft in marine protected areas. So trying to stop marine wildlife is obviously vulnerable to disturbance. So proposing management measures to protect marine wildlife that might be caused by commercial tour operators or leisure users. So there's a consultation response that we just want a committee to approve that we return. It has been returned by the required date on the proviso that it would still have to obtain council approval. So.
Okay, I have Councillor McAteer, your proposal and comment there?
Get a bit, yeah.
Comment to 7,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be an 8. Yeah, I'm happy to propose this, and I can just say that Finn the Dolphin of Carnforth Lock would be quite relieved at this breaking news. So I'm happy to propose it, sure. Protect of the wildlife in Carnforth Lock.
Councillor Casey has been thank you very much. Okay. Item 10.
No, 10
years. Apologies.
I have a question in there.
You have a question. I have this wee floaty thing that's on the screen. I can't see. Thanks. So apologies for that. Thank you for letting me know, Councillor Tinley. Go ahead. Sorry, your question.
Well, listen, I suppose Councillor McAteer has homed in on the point I wanted to make. I didn't read that Carnforth Lock was one of the protected areas being proposed here to come under this regulation. So the question to Loam was, the areas that are mentioned within the appendix, who come up with those? Was that DERA come up with those? And I suppose it's in the context of, it was the fact, Chairperson, that we live in a district with a coast that's 100 mile long, and let's call this what it is. These is restrictions coming in, particularly for jet skis and the like. It's starting to bring in regulation. So I suppose that's my question. What the areas that are mentioned within the appendix, was that brought to us by DERA, or is that something council have suggested? And just confirm whether Carnforth Lock falls within the remit of these proposals. Thank you.
The areas that it's, and it does mention several areas within this district, no, they were in the consultation questionnaire. We were asked about the proposal for each of those areas. We can go back and ask about the status of Carnforth Lock and why it it wouldn't be included. Say there's a couple in Murlock, there's North Channel, Strangford Lock. So certainly we can go back and inquire as to what where Carringford Lock sits within this.
Okay, Councillor Tinley, and again apologies for that.
Yes, fine, sure, thank you.
Okay, and we're on to item 10.
Thanks, Chair. This is another consultation response. This is in relation to Food Standard Agency are seeking views regarding draft regulations regarding the food hygiene ratings about requirement to display online and the impact that would have on food businesses and on our sales enforcement. So, again, we're looking for committee approval that we return the tax response. Again, it was returned by the required date, which was the 9th of September, on the proviso that it would be subject to council approval, and we would confirm that afterwards. So,
okay, any questions there at all? Yes, Councillor Sharman?
Yeah, Chair, and I was reading the attached food hygiene standards website on this as well. So, Owen, this is primarily for those fast food outlets or, you know, like Just Eat and other platforms that deliver food to homes, so that when people are ordering, they're aware of what is the food hygiene rate that it is. There's nothing else being asked of this, like a cafe that has a Facebook, would they need to put up their food rating?
Sure. Well, you obviously they have to display their food rating on their premises and on the online portal anyway. So yes, it is. So it's the aggregators to call them that it is really about targeting delivery and Just Eat.
Okay.
I need a proposer and seconder for item 10, please. Okay. Councillor Casey and Councillor Sharp. Okay, thank you very much. Moving on now to the leisure and sports, and that is item 11, inclusive speech. Paul, lead us yourself.
Thank you, Chair. Members will recall the May Māori Foundation did a presentation to this committee last month, and as promised, we've agreed to table this report on the back of two notice of motions, one in 2019, one in 2021. It's in relation to making Newcastle an inclusive beach. And I suppose as per the recommendation, we've outlined that the feasibility and scoping work's now been completed, and we recommend that an inclusive beach status is progressed in Newcastle, but aligned to the public toilet strategy, due to the need of changing places as part of these parameters of inclusive beaches. And it'll be the sustainability and environment section that will take that forward, and we'll be referring this to them. Happy to take any questions.
Okay. We have the obviously proposed there from Councillor McAvoy. David Lee Sergner, go ahead, question.
Thank you, Chair. So there is a 5 bullet point actions on page 72 of the agenda, but none relate to providing beach accessible wheelchairs or floating wheelchairs or wheelchair accessible walkways or anything else that would enable those in a chair to go onto the beach or into the sea. There is mention of a storage facility, a point 2, but no mention of what will be stored in there. There's all focus on changing places toilets, which is amazing and definitely should be welcomed. Can official like elaborate on how it will work with the likes of May Murray to provide equipment needed to make the beach inclusive? Because at the moment it looks like it's just a rebranding of what it's already doing to fit the label of inclusive. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. You'll see point 6 is about participation. And I know you've mentioned floating wheelchairs and those sorts of things, and there is a storage facility outlined in the paper as well, which is about a storage facility for the likes of maybe floating wheelchairs or even wheelchairs that are accessible to be get onto beaches. That will be part of, I suppose, of further the detail. The important thing is getting the infrastructure in place that can store those facilities moving forward. The beach itself sits under ERT committee, and the public toilets sit under Neighbourhood Services or Environmental and Sustainability Committee. And I think as part of progressing the public toilet strategy, those are the sort of discussions that will need to happen cross-departmental to ensure that we get, I suppose, a proper inclusive beach with the appropriate activities. This paper is about ensuring that the infrastructure is in place and resources in place to ensure that those activities can actually happen once those things are in place. And I'd say that will be developed up as part of this implementation process.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, and a question from Councillor Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. It was more or less in the same vein there as Councillor Lee Sturger. Just to comment on the fact that we're not seeing anything about the provision of the walkways, about the development of the toilets, and in our last meeting we were hearing a very comprehensive report from the Maine Marie Foundation, and it was just sort of asked how we in this committee could do all we can to make sure that these proposals are brought forward with urgency, so that we're not still sitting in this same situation in the next year, we're waiting on a report or a scoping exercise. Is there nothing that we could do at the moment to bring forward a solid proposal based on the presentation?
Okay, Michael, sorry, go ahead.
Chair, thank you. First of all, members will remember from the presentation by May Murray, which was very comprehensive, and they carried out the work on our behalf in terms of studying the beaches. You'll recall that the infrastructure comes first, and then they will supply the council with the kit. So sorry if it's not clear in the report, but we're taking it as a given that once the infrastructure is in place and we're working with May Murray, that the equipment will then come. There's an issue around in order for the specialist equipment and for the matting that needs to be rolled out across the beach, etc. You need to have staff on board. As Paul has said, that probably sits with the ERT department because the beach doesn't sit within AHC. In terms of your specific question about how can we ensure this is actually built and the infrastructure is put in place, this unfortunately will pass from this committee following today, assuming you agree to report this in front of you, to Neighbourhood Services, whose responsibility is actually to refurbish the toilet block down there. It unfortunately doesn't sit within our remit. We looked at it on the basis of looking at all the beaches community and blue flag beaches, of which this is one. Unfortunately, they don't all sit within this department. So it's not that we don't want to do it, but it will go to Neighbourhood Services. So I suppose your colleagues that are on the Neighbourhood Services Committee need to ensure that it happens, is the short answer to that. I know that they've been carrying out a toilet strategy for a number of years now. I imagine that must be near some kind of completion at this stage. But, it'll be the responsibility of Neighbourhood Services, unfortunately. Environment and Sustainability, as it's called now.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Sharvin, you seconded the question.
Yeah, I'm confused. I thought it was Sustainability and Environment. I don't know what the committee's now called. We'll just stick with Neighbourhood Services. So, Councillor Lord Evelyn had asked me to raise a similar query to those that other councillors have raised around, you know, the beach wheelchairs and the floating wheelchairs, which you have responded to. Just to the point around the public toilet strategy and, you know, the bullet point four under D, 2-1-D, sorry, we're stating about the actual beach access and attaching that to the public toilet part. Can we not separate those two into their own entities to enable the access to be improved because sustainability environments go to her and say that's two separate individual projects. The toilet's not addressing the access to the beach, it's addressing the toilet block itself. So can we reword the proposal that it we address and do the works for the beach access to be improved, and that also we address the public toilet block, because that's how I'm reading it, is that we're saying we'll do the public access whenever we're doing the public toilets at the same time. So if we could just reword that we will do both in separation, you know, the access could be done a lot sooner than the toilet. So rather than sit and wait for one to happen and the other to happen at the same time, let's do what we can straight away and then the next one come after.
Yeah, just through the chair, one of the reasons that that particular location was identified is because there's already good beach access at that particular site next to it. And it's just a matter of ensuring that on any given time and day that it's kept clear, and, you know, sometimes with swells and beach tides, stuff that sand and stuff like that is brushed away and those sorts of things. So the access to the beach is actually not an issue for that particular site, according to the May Murray Foundation. So that's why the location where it is a lot of boxes have already been ticked in terms of that. There's a slipway down there at the moment that is wide enough for beach access. And seem to be suitable for an inclusive beach at this stage. So that's the importance of the resource, that those inspections and monitorings and those sorts of things can happen. Just another point on the floating wheelchairs I wanted to just highlight is that in order for a floating wheelchair to happen, the RNILA need to be running a blue flag beach at that site, and lifeguards, et cetera. So that would be up to ERT to ensure that that's in place to be able to run that. So, but again, I think those are the sort of things that can be looked at and developed up when you have the infrastructure in place that can host the likes of a floating wheelchair, et cetera.
Okay, thank you. And Councillor Clark, you have a comment there? Go ahead.
Thanks, Chair. No, I welcome the suggested way forward. It makes sense. We obviously need to get the infrastructure into place, and the main component of that is changing places. The Downs Roadside, we've said Neighbourhood Service or Sustainability Environment Committee for a long time that this is a good location for a change of places. It's similar to the Warren Point toilet block to refurbish it as well. Probably my only concern is the toilet strategy has taken an awful long time. It was myself that proposed it way back when Kenneth O'Rourke was the director. So that gives you an idea. It's about 5 years. I think speed is the strategy has been developed. There was a budget set aside, the strategy, and that was removed, and now it's individual business cases have to be provided. So I talked to Kevin Scullion, and Kevin has dedicated a lot of time to this and has done a lot of work in regards to this. So this will be a good strategy, a toilet strategy moving forward. I'm confident of that. It's just speed and delivery is probably my only concern. You know, the notice of motion I brought in regards to, you know, disabled access to the beach was in 2019. That's 3 years ago. You know, it's totally not acceptable. It's too long of a period of time between toilet strategies and disabled beach access. You know, I think everybody would agree. I think officers would agree as well. I know it is complicated because it's cross-departmental, but 3 years to get to this stage is a long, long time. But as I say, we need a business case drawn up as quickly as possible. As I said, I'll talk to Kevin. I'm on that committee also, but I'll discuss with him that the business case needs to be brought forward as quickly as possible as a priority, because these are the most vulnerable people or citizens in our district, and it's about dignity for these people. It's about dignity, about getting, you know, either it's children or adults. It's about giving dignity back to them people. That they're not changing children and stuff on the floor, you know. So I think it's one of the most important things we have to do as a council, is to move this forward as fast as possible. But I'm confident this probably is the best way to do it. The infrastructure, as Paul has outlined, is in place. The Downs Road is the best site. You know, we've got the slipway, we've got car park, and everything's there. So it's only a matter of bringing the change places and then getting the matting and whatever other pieces we need to put in place in the between chairs and that. All I say is, you know, as council, we all need, there's an obligation of us all to deliver this project as quickly as possible. The disabled access, there's numerous disabled people have contacted me, and that's what prompted me to take the motion in 2019. There's a lady who wanted to just get into the water, you know, so I think there's an onus on us all to deliver that, you know, so I'm happy with the way forward. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Councillor Clark, thank you very much. Okay, I have seconded and a proposal for that anyway, so we shall move on if that is okay. Okay, items 12 to 16 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding on information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. I am looking for a proposer and second. Okay, thanks for joining, for members of the public and press. And item 12, the following seasons were agreed. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener to note the report on the associated appendixes and approved project moving to the next stage, namely the RIBA Stage 3, to secure full planning approval commencement of the IST and PQQ process to identify suitable qualified design and build contractors and others for Warren Point Community Centre. Item 13, Donard Park car parking. It was agreed on proposal of Councillor McAvoy and seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener to approve additional works for Donard Car Park as per budget outlined in 4.1 of the officer's report. Item 14, Kilkee Leisure Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Lee Surgener and seconded by Councillor McAvoy to progress the appointment of an integrated design team for the Kilkee Leisure Centre capital project at the cost outlined within 4.1 of the officer's report and as per Appendix 1. It was also agreed to progress with the procurement and the appointment of a contractor for the project on completion of integrated design team works. Item 15, leasing of council land and facilities expression of interest. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McKevitt and seconded by Councillor O'Hare to note the contents of the report and expressions of interest for the following land facilities progress to Stage 3 of the Sport and Leasing Policy 2016. 1 Lisdrum Liska Recreation Area, Glen Hill, Newry, in section of land at St Anne's Park Recreation Area, Mayo Bridge. Item 16, expression of interest for the leasing of land at Old Killock Road Community Centre, Downpatrick. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener to approve to issue a lease agreement between Council and Downpatrick Autism Family Support Group in relation to the land at Old Killock Road Community Centre, Downpatrick. Okay, folks, thank you very much. That is the end of AHC. And for those at home, have a nice evening. And the rest, have a good night.